Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Hovish Prince Abbas Teb Miriam. May she have a Refuah Shleima. We have completed much of the halachas in the last almost 51 se'ifim regarding Kli Rishon. Now we're in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Aleph Se'if Nun Beis in the new print. The old print is Mem Vav. Page Chof Hey in the new print, where we're going to discuss Iri Kli Rishon, something that's poured out of a Kli Rishon. Now, generally speaking, there is a concept in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yerideya that Iri Kli Rishon ke Kli Rishon Dami, that we consider something while it's being poured out of a Kli Rishon to be similar in halacha to that of the Kli Rishon itself. So Siv Nun Bey says, Asa la'areis me Kli Rishon, or may not pour out from me Kli Rishon, v'afilu einay oimed al gabi ha'esh, even if it's no longer on the fire. So you took the pot off the fire, you may not pour out from it, loyal mashka kar, not on top of a cold liquid, afilu humavushal, even if it's fully cooked, loyal dover yavesh, not on a dry item, kishu eni mevushal kar tzorche, that's not fully cooked. Because pouring from a Kli Rishon, like we said in the introduction, is like a Kli Rishon. So just like we saw in a Kli Rishon, once it's liquid, even if it's previously cooked but fully cooled off, we are choshed for bishul. And once again, a davar yavesh, a dry item that's not fully cooked, has the ability to continue cooking. You may not pour any hot liquid, water or any other, that's boiling hot from a Kli Rishon onto these things. He tells us, Yesh lahakbid, shalom lishpech me Kli Rishon al aleiteh. If you be careful not to pour from a Kli Rishon on tea leaves, shalom nishbashlu al gabi eish and bayim, that were not previously cooked before Shabbos. V'chein yesh lahakbid, so to one should be makbid, shalom lishpech me Kli Rishon al tamtzisteh, not to pour from Kli Rishon on tea scents, kara that's called afim ha'isim of v'shelas. Because even though it's liquefied now, even though it's pre-cooked, right, but if it cooled off, then now it's a cold liquid. A lishpech l'soich tzalachas, not to pour into a plate, a kais or a cup, she'en an akiyas, that's not clean. Ve'en an yeveshes l'gamil, that's not fully dry. Right, because if you pour onto a hot water from, just an example, a hot, boiling hot water from a hot urn onto a plate or into a bowl, that's not fully clean, not fully dry. We are chayshah that you will be cooking those items that are inside this plate or bowl. El yishpech ala mayim chayim cham meklisheni kapur, as we're going to see later, from a klisheni. Oh, sorry, I skipped the line. V'chenei lishpech mayim meklirishon al daisa delila kidei lechama. You can't put on. You shouldn't pour onto like an oatmeal or some type of a hot cereal, boiling hot water. El yishpech ala mayim chayim meklisheni. You should pour only from a klisheni, and we'll talk more about pouring from a klisheni and all these types of foods at a later point. Here, the Gabi Kli Rishon, one should not do. Se'if Nun Gimel, it is permitted, Mutul La'aris Me Kli Rishon, you can pour from a Kli Rishon, V'afilu Hu Eimed Al Gabi Eish, even while the Kli Rishon is on the fire, right, which in this case would be, let's say, an urn that's plugged in, and it has a spigot, right, or it has the pump, and you're going to press down. So that's for, that water is mamish coming from directly on the fire. Al Mashka, on a liquid poisher, that's warm, that it hasn't fully cooled off from when it was cooked. So if you have a liquid that you put in the refrigerator after you cooked it and it was got fully cold, and then you left it at room temperature on a summer day, and you're saying, oh, now it's warm, that's not what we're talking about. That's considered nitzdanim legamri. We're talking about something that has not fully cooled off yet from when it had been previously heated. Oyal davar yavesh v'afilu hukar, onto a dry item, even if it's cold, you can. Right, but we said you couldn't in Sifal and Sifnun Beis. Now we're saying Sifnun Gimel. If the dry item is 100% fully cooked, you can pour from a hot Kli Rishon onto it. The figach therefore says therefore comes out. Mutter lo says tamtzis teishai denecham and mixas. Let's say you have tea scents you made before Shabbos that's still warm, so that you could pour into b'seich hakayis lishpech le'mayim chayim d'ra Shabbos. So let's say Friday night you made tea scents right before Shabbos. It's still warm, that you can. Well, let's say you left it in a place. So you left it your tea scents next to the stove or somewhere where it will stay warm. Then you could pour from a Kli Rishon into it. So he suggests, what should you do? If you have tea scents, leave it on top of your urn, leave it on top of, you know, a pot or your crock pot, whatever it is. I mean, then you have to worry about flashings. But Leave it somewhere where it could remain warm, and then you won't have to worry about pouring from a kli rishon into it. So you can pour water from a kli rishon hot water into a daisy avesha, dried out, let's say rice, he says, something that's fully cooked, so you could pour from a kli rishon onto it. Instant, we're going to see later. So as far as using those instant soups and other instant powder stuff that when you pour from hot water into it, you're going to turn it, that powder now to this new soup. He says that's not, we're going to discuss that not now. We're going to wait for Perek Ches for that, so we will wait. Se'if Nun Dalid, in the old prints of Mem Ches, on page Chavav in the Shmir Shabbos Kachas new print, Hamatzekes Shebo Maitzim Es HaTavshem HaKlirishin. You have a ladle that you want to take from chalent or from soup. Menadin shedein akia v'yaveshi. You should make sure it's dry and clean when you start. When you put it back in a second time to dish out a second bowl of soup or chalent or whatever you're using with, yakbit shashiyore hatav shashabola yikorim. You have to make sure to do it quick enough that that which is on the ladle or that which is on the spoon is still not fully cooled off. And since you're putting this ladle, mamish, dipping it into the kli rishon, and especially if you talk to someone or whatever you're doing, you leave the ladle stuck in the pot for some amount of time, himakabeles kol dine kli rishon. So this is the psak that answer from Shem Zalman, that the ladle's not going to have a din of a kli sheni, which means that when you get your soup on the table, that's still going to be a klisheni, right? That the ladle's not going to be a klisheni, if, especially if the ladle ever sat in the soup pot. If it didn't and just went in and out quickly, that's a shiloh. So also lies as Tashub Zechamatsekis on Michael Sheshbam Shemesabishal. So he says, since he's saying the ladle will have a din of klirishon, if it, especially if it sat in the pot, you have to be careful when you take, let's say, soup or chalent or whatever it is, directly from the ladle, that you don't pour it onto something that's not fully cooked or a liquid that has cooled off. So for instance, so you understand what we're saying. Let's say someone had this genius idea of putting, I don't know, the croutons, or I don't know, that, you know, that might not be considered previously cooked, might be considered previously baked only, or something else into the soup bowls first, or if it's lotion, if it's not fully cooked, and you're going to pour from the ladle directly onto it, so, you know, into that soup, you're going to have a problem, because you're going to have kli rishon. If nun hey on top of page chav zayin in the new print, the old print it's sif mem tes. Toiv lihimona meiru mayim mekli rishon al sukkar. One should refrain from pouring out directly from a kli rishon onto sugar, al cafe a tea, onto coffee or tea nemasim that's dissolved, al afkas marak on the soup powder, afkas cholov powdered milk, afkas cocoa or cocoa hamukno. L'shimush, it's meant that that's how you do it. You add hot water to it. Afilum elik finis bashul, but tahalach hayitza. Even though you're going to say 1 second in the factory, in manufacturing, this stuff was pre-cooked, it says it doesn't matter. One should still not pour from a kli rishon onto these things. El yitain tchilas amayim mecham tech kli sheni. What should you do? You should put that water into kli sheni first. And afterwards, into the klisheni, you could add these things. If these things were even ever previously cooked in the factory, then it's not going to be so posh. Then you have to wait and see even what to do. Klisheni, we're not going to. Tells us to wait for Savach Alf and Savach Beis, so we're going to wait and we're not going to jump ahead. Se'if nun vav. Mutter lite im Bakbuk hamachel cholov l'tech kli reik ul aris alav. Mayim reischen. You could take a bottle that has milk in it, and you could pour onto it hot water, afilum kli rishen kedei l'cham es hacholov. Let's say you have a baby bottle that you want to warm up, right? So what he says, what you could do is you could do irikli rishon over the bottle, but do it in a way that the whole bottle is never surrounded fully by hot water. So you have milk in the bottle, and you hold the bottle, let's say one hand, and with the other hand, you pour hot water over it, so hot water goes around the bottle and makes it get a little bit warm. You could do many times if you're trying to get the milk to a warmer temperature. But like we said earlier, you cannot put the bottle into a clearishin straight. Even if it's out on the fire. Unless there's so much milk in this baby bottle that it's not shaykh from sitting in this water and there's so little water that the milk would reach outside by. But if the milk reach outside by, one cannot do so. Okay. Even if the clearishin is not on the fire, you cannot put the baby bottle in it. Okay, we'll see later, Sivai, and hear what that's all about. If you have this plate with a lower section and then the top section, you want to put hot water into the lower section so that, you know, the steam goes up and warms the food for a child so that you can do. Then he says, "Koyzet tzalachas chad pamit, you know, disposable utensils. Mutl shtanish ma'afil drum reischem. You can use them with hot food. Sheyesh chash shemachmas achum tzuris haklin tishtan leishashinu zehu derech kilkol. So let's say you have a plastic disposable spoon. You know, you stick it into hot soup, it could change the shape. So maybe you'd say you shouldn't be able to do it. You're being mishana the chayvitz. So he says, no, because that's considered derech kilkol. It's not what you want to happen to it, so you don't have to be chayshit for it." And you can even put disposable stuff into very hot things, even if they may begin to reshape, they may begin to what we call melting, it is permitted. Stop over here. Today's show is sponsored for Refuah Shleima, Refuah Shprinzer Bas Teibe Miriam. May she have a Refuah Shleima.